Hey, hey, Kindred Speakers. On today's quick episode, I'm sharing ways to think about your company's blog content strategy, how to think about your blog across your company, ways to scale and repurpose the content, your blog's role in attracting and engaging clients, and examples of things I've worked on scattered throughout. So all of this after a word from our sponsors.
You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Heiler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
Hi, my name is Sarah Panous. I've spent the last 2 decades driving digital content for billion-dollar brands. Now, I help content marketers build winning brand storytelling strategies and reduce feelings of overwhelm and confusion. Join me as we discuss strategy, creativity, confidence, and building a better connection with your audience. Think of this as a creative content marketing jam session mixed with chicken soup for the soul. This is the Marketing with Empathy podcast. Okay, so blogs, brand blogs, corporate blogs. I've been managing corporate blogs for around 12 years now. Just had a lot of work on the back end. As I record this, I'm currently the editor-in-chief of Sleep Number's external blog, and I like to call myself a rental editor-in-chief. It's one of the things I love doing for my corporate clients. So I have a lot of experience with blogging, with the back end, with kind of thinking about its role in the value it can add to the business, and really starting a blog from scratch and watching it grow into a significant revenue driver and traffic driver for a company. And, you know, during this time over the last 12 plus years, blogs have, from my perspective, really gone through some identity changes, I think is how the best way I would describe it. I've seen it where, you know, in the beginning, bloggers in general were huge. They were like the first influencers, and, you know, with social and bloggers, et cetera, being this big thing. And then brands started creating their own blogs, lots of bad ones, unfortunately. Lack of storytelling, really self-serving, no value for, like, why the heck would someone want to keep coming back and reading this thing from this brand? And then I saw bloggers kind of lose their spot as the top influencers as social has grown more and more. And video blogs then have been growing some with vloggers, with the V, vloggers, growing more with the increase of YouTube influencers and just leaning more into video storytelling in general that we're all seeing now. And I think because of all of this, some brands have deprioritized their brand blogs, or they're maybe not even thinking about like what else their blog could do for them because they're focused on so many other things in the content space. Well, I think those that are neglecting or ignoring the blog are definitely missing large opportunities to attract new leads and re-engage existing owners. So, like, let's just think about the benefit of brand blogs first. They are incredibly useful for a variety of things. And I'm sure there's even going to be more things that I don't bring up today that you guys are like, oh, we actually use our blog for this, or I've heard of it in a different way too, because there is so many different ways they can be used. The first big bucket I would say is really helping attract website traffic and leads. You know, as companies, we all are looking to attract website traffic and leads, aren't we? So there's a huge SEO value of ranking for customer searches. You know, there's around 90,000 Google searches per second. Blog content's great for SEO because, you know, it's usually longer articles. You have more words that helps give you more of an opportunity to rank better. And what I've seen is, you know, versus your e-commerce site where you're generally focused more on your branded words, blog content is a great place to expand in non-branded keywords that customers are searching for. So, for example, like instead of Nike, it would be sneakers or shoe, like some different kinds of general shoe terms. Instead of Sleep Number bed, it would be mattresses, bedding, you know, general terms like that is what I mean. And so there's a huge SEO value to be able to attract. And on average, you know, because they are longer, which is great, longer form content on average generates 8 times more page views, 3 times more social media shares, and 9 times more leads than short form content. So that's a recent stat from SEM Rush. So that's a lot of additional business opportunity that you could be engaging. And I think about blog traffic as, you know, it's upper funnel leads, upper funnel visitors and traffic for sure. And then because of storytelling, and storytelling is generally upper to mid funnel, depending on what you're sharing in your stories. And then as that traffic comes into your blog, then you can tag your site to track what those visitors, those blog visitors are doing after they read the article. If your blog lives on your main company website, are they looking at other pages? Are they reading multiple articles? What key actions are they taking? Ask them to subscribe for your blog to your blog so then you can capture their email information. That's a lead. And then provide value to them through great storytelling, right? Over time, it makes them want to re-engage and keep reading multiple. I love looking at repeat visitor traffic on blogs because it helps you understand a lot about the quality of what you're sharing and if people are coming back and want to continue to be reading more. So new visitors is a great kind of parallel to a light lead, I would call it, because you don't have their email address yet, but they're a new visitor. You've introduced and opened the door for them to start to learn more about your brand through some article that you are sharing on your blog, whereas they may not have ever been in the market to look and be researching anything about your company. It's an amazing way to attract. I kind of think about it like in that example, I think of it that like a little bit like perfume or cologne where someone smells really good. You may get like just a whiff of it and you're like, ooh, what is that? Right. And it makes you want to lean in and smell it. Maybe like talk to the person, get to know more about it. It's kind of like that where the blog is like you're bringing them in through some great valuable content that is on a topic they're interested in, but really is not like it's not promotional. It's storytelling. So it's also like blogs also provide a physical place where your stories can live digitally. It's like this beautiful library where you can organize your storytelling content. So if is it hard for you to add content to your website currently? A lot of times there's a lot of extra levels from an e-commerce site to be able to add storytelling content throughout the site is more difficult. It may be more challenging. It may take a lot longer just to go through that process with that team. Well, a blog platform on your website can make things a lot more turnkey so that you can get those stories out there quicker that teams and channels within your organization can be pushing traffic to and driving to. The other benefit is, it really helps improve customer loyalty and engagement. So blogging is very scalable, relatively affordable, and in so that it's actually the third most common content marketing strategy for businesses, according to SEM Rush. And the content you share gives value to your customers, as I mentioned, or potential customers. It is going to help position you as a leader in your space. It can help improve your brand reputation through online brand reputation, but also if there are, you can look at it from like a PR perspective too. If there's a certain topic you want to be a leader in, well, that storytelling content around that topic from your experts, your point of view is a great tool to be able to be directing media to from an earned media perspective. And how do you think about your blog across your company? So there's all these benefits and value of it. So then how do you think about it? I think about the blog as like prime real estate to house your brand stories. Like I said, like it's the library. It's a great place to house it. It's a great place that where you can have your internal and external teams across the company driving traffic to. The stories that are housed on your blog help engage potential customers, existing customers, employees, and external partners, right? So lots of legs there, lots and lots and lots of legs. And that's why I wanted to do this episode, because I just wanted to talk about what are those legs and that value to help you in your own companies. If you have a blog or if you're thinking about getting a blog, to be able to be thinking of it broadly of all the benefits that it can do. Because again, I've seen this firsthand of how incredibly valuable this is across multiple teams. So Let's talk then next about ways to scale and repurpose the content on your blog. First and foremost, you need to have a content plan for your blog, just like any other channel and communication channel, and that will need to ladder up to your overarching storytelling pillars for your company, the main goals and things you're looking to address throughout the year, leaning into empathy filters and data and SEO insights and all the things. So you're going to create a great content calendar, or if you have a marketing shared content calendar, ensure that the blog is represented in it. So holistically across your organization, everyone can see what content is going to be published on the blog or has already been published on the blog with links, so they know and can very easily be driving to articles that make the most sense across their different channels. So for the purposes of this episode, I'm just going to assume everyone has a content calendar already. This is not going to be a content calendar episode. So we'll assume you have one and the blog is on it. And the key here as a next step then is to work cross-functionally with other teams to understand their content needs. Who needs content? What types of stories do they need? And would it be valuable and helpful to have that content that they need live on the blog? Do their story needs align with your overarching themes that you're trying to communicate on the brand blog? So a really easy way to kind of help manage this within your organization is to create like an intake form so that people could just fill out digitally, submit a request about a story request, ask them a few questions about what they're looking for, you know, deadlines, of course, but also like the why, like why is this important? And what I've found from just my work as an editor-in-chief of corporate blogs is a lot of times, you know, when you're the closest to like the storytelling aspect. And so a lot of times teams will come and they'll make a request and it'll be very brandy. Oh, it's this product. But your job then is to talk with them and really to help uncover how do we editorialize this? How do we think about this in a way that is going to make it really interesting to our target audience? It's not going to turn them off. They're going to read it and think it's an ad or that it's a landing page on our website. But this has to be different because with all these things work together, this is bringing them in or re-engaging them. So that's a great discussion you can have sometimes. And then you can decide, does it make sense or doesn't it make sense on the blog? Does it make sense somewhere else? Or how could you tweak the story in a way to get it to where it is more editorial in tone from a storytelling perspective? So that's kind of like you want to make sure you're having those conversations. So like as an example, like for one of my corporate clients, I'm regularly talking with multiple teams to plan quarterly content needs with the blog as like one of those levers. So we're going to chat about what we have planned in the blog calendar, our monthly content themes, articles or videos that we're planning to launch. And then we're asking that team then for input on what do they have planned during that same time. Is there someone we could interview that they have access to in their world? You know, what communications do they have going out? So that we can look at it quarterly. So like for email example, we're looking at that quarterly and thinking about what blog content can go into each of the emails throughout the quarter in their plans and how we can support them there while adding value in emails so that every email isn't just promotional, that you have some great storytelling, editorialized content that is so additive and it's adding more value, increasing the likelihood of clicking and not wanting to unsubscribe, you know, from all the emails and feeling bombarded with promo content. We're looking at quarterly as well, like if customer loyalty programs. So that's a huge one of re-engaging your existing customers. They've already bought it. They're already users of it. So how do you re-engage them? There's only so, depending on your category, they may not buy the product frequently enough that you need something in between to keep them re-engaged. And so content is brilliant for that. I actually should do a separate episode just on that because I just have so many great insights and learnings on how effective that is at tapping into your existing owner base through storytelling. So I'll write that down for another episode. But looking at that and then thinking through like what you have planned, sharing that with the team, to help amplify that through their community to engage with that content. And then vice versa, I think, like, again, it's like really it's the whole mix of how everyone's working together. There are no silos. You need to, from a storytelling perspective, understand what everyone's needs are, what the priorities are for the business, and then how do you make that into great storytelling content that your customers are going to want to engage with. So I've personally seen blog content drive significant revenue, annual revenue, traffic, SEO value. So I'm going to just give you a list next here of other ways that you can scale and repurpose your blog content to drive more results for your company. So I'm just going to go through a bunch of different examples. These are all things that I've done with blog content. And the need just keeps growing and growing and growing. So it shows that it's working. So teams are wanting more of it. And everyone gets really excited about it because when you see something working, right, then you're like, oh my gosh, that's so great. I want more of this content. How do we work together on this? Which is the ultimate. That's what you want inside your organization. So the first is customer loyalty program. So I talked a little bit on that, but engagement. You want to engage your existing customers via whatever loyalty programs you have. Share content with them. Ask them, you know, reward points for engaging with that content in those loyalty programs. And then also be thinking about that loyalty program of how you can mine for stories. It's a great way to get reciprocated back and help you know what else other things you can talk about through these stories is it'll help you get to know your customers more. I love interviewing customers for blog stories. It's a great way to get to know the customers better. It's also a really great way to determine if there's anyone that you'd want to include in future video content. So the blog can kind of be that first marker, right? Where you're, and then you see if they advance a level, and then you see if they advance the next level for video content down the road. So that is another brilliant way to be constantly thinking about your blog. It's kind of like a casting agent almost, if you think about it in that way. Great to repurpose the content, use it and share it through emails, like I mentioned. Especially if your company has a very large email list that they're communicating to, how do your blog content stories get pushed through that? And then don't forget about your internal employees. So share the content through your own internal employees. I know most large companies and mid-sized companies now have different levers and platforms and things to pull that help share certain content with their employee base. And then you can just make it really easy to ask the employees to share the content with their communities. So Post Beyond is a vendor. I know that does a great job with that. And you can just tap into your existing employees to be amplifiers of the content there as well. And then, of course, you have social, paid and organic, tons of opportunity to share and scale blog content through those channels. One example I love is taking one blog post and repurposing it into 10 separate Pinterest pins to help scale and attract your customers via Pinterest. You know, because blogs are longer, you can slice and dice it a lot of different ways with different headlines and quotes and different thoughtful imagery and different color changes. All of them literally can drive back to the same article, but be positioned in like 10 different ways to see from a learning perspective what works better at attracting traffic from Pinterest to your property. But it's just such a brilliant way of being able to, I always talk about, I say, let's just milk it for all it's worth, honey, right? We're going to milk it. We're going to milk this content everywhere we can. Because good Lord, we spend enough time creating the content that we make for our companies. You want it to do as much as it possibly can. So that's why I want to share like all these different places of where your blog content can live and benefit. So social is a big one. Or if you have a customer service team that's responding to questions on social, have them send a blog story link related to the topic that they're chatting about with the person. Maybe they have allergies and you have a great story on allergies on your blog. Well, send them that link, right? So it's a great way beyond. It also helps be kind of so people don't sound robotic. You're adding a lot of value. Or, hey, I saw you like this. We have this great article on X. Here's a link if you'd like to read it. Again, it's not promotional. You're adding value. It's editorial, but dang, you are showing your thought leadership. You are showing you care. You are showing and adding tons and tons of value through this content. Then you have kind of this other bucket where I think of PR. And I know I mentioned a little bit before, but like could your blog content be leveraged in partnership with your PR team to think about things that they're trying to pitch for earned media coverage in a way that makes it mediaable, like that earned media would want to cover it? Could an article on the blog be better to drive consumer media to versus a news release, as an example? Is there like a deeper behind the scenes point of view interview with an expert at your company that where you have that video live within a blog story that you drive the media to? So there's different ways to think about that. So definitely sit down and chat with your PR team about what's coming up and think about what could make sense. And then the last example I'll share is thinking about, you know, blog content and how that can add value to your external partnerships. And there's a lot of things that fall under external partnerships. So there could be like paid media content partners that you work with. I remember being really proud because we were doing a partnership with Katie Couric Media, and we had several blog stories that ended up getting reshared in Katie Couric's daily newsletter that she shares out. And the times that we included those specific blog articles, the company's blog articles, they were actually one of the most clicked on, if not the most clicked on, of that day. And that's this huge volume. And you think about all of like, there's like 50 links in these newsletters. And the fact that the blog brand blog content was doing so well, it was just so, gosh dang, it felt good, right? It feels good when you're like, yes, I know this is great content. And I know that this people are interested in these topics, it's adding value, and they wanted to click on it, they wanted to read it. So think about it in those partnerships of any partnerships you have with like paid media partners, to think about how could you amplify. Like with Thrive Global, I know they have contributor articles where you can look at submitting content for publication as well, or larger partnerships you're working on, like larger sponsors that you're partnered with too. You think about it of like, how could that content maybe add value to them, like additive, like as part of your partnership? But then also, is it content that they may want to share with their employees? Right? So then you're getting like even more sharing. So like if you partner with Google and you have a huge paid partnership with Google, is there something with like content sharing that Google does, right? That you could get that shared out with them as an example, right? That's a huge example. I work with a client and we have a partnership with the NFL. So there's content that we could share internally within the NFL, within their different groups that they have and different experts and folks there. There's so many layers there. So don't just stop and like think about how you can continue to scale this content beyond. Or if you have any CSR nonprofit partners, same thing. Like one, of course, you're going to want to interview them and do great stories about those partnerships. But then again, sending the stories to them to amplify and share within their existing like employee base or their external channels. And just really thinking about, gosh, all these legs, right? I'm talking about all the legs that this blog content has. So that wraps up today's episode about blog content strategy marketing. I really love being a rental editor in chief for brand blogs because it works. It's so great. It's just smart. It just makes our jobs a lot easier to have a central place for stories to live. So connect with me on LinkedIn. I'd love to hear from you. Email me if you're having any questions about your own corporate blog that you want to chat through. I would love to hear from you. My email address is sarah@kindredspeak.com. That's Sarah with an H at kindredspeak.com. So that's it, folks. I hope this was helpful and sparked a few ideas for you to further tap into the power of your company's blog. Until next time, Kindred Speakers. If you're hearing my voice right now, you're likely a corporate content marketer of some kind looking to level up your brand storytelling career. What would it feel like to have the skills, confidence, and know-how to advance your brand storytelling results and love the work you're doing? In an ideal world, you and your content team are high-level strategic thinkers that know how to humanize your brand to drive 7x engagements and actions. You have the right creative mindset to attract your ideal audience and build brand trust and loyalty through storytelling. You're viewed as top performers in the company, and brand storytelling is valued because it's driving business results and supporting multiple channel teams. But things don't always go our way, right? Maybe your brand lacks a cohesive content strategy. Maybe you and your team are asked to deliver a lot for your company and it's hard to keep up. You know you need to invest in figuring out next steps in your company's brand storytelling plans, but haven't had the time to figure out how yet. And you need help integrating it across the organization. You personally want to level up your skills because you know you need to know how to do these things to advance in your career. You want your work to be valued so that you love coming to work each day, attracting leads, increasing repeat and referral actions, or creating a loved brand. And in this competitive market, you're looking for ways to stay competitive for yourself or retaining and attracting top talent for your company. That's why I created the Brand Storytelling Academy, a hands-on 3-month group training program designed to help corporate content marketers attract upper funnel leads that drive bottom funnel results through storytelling. For 1/6 of the cost to hire a person on the team or onboard a high-level brand storytelling strategist, you and up to 5 people on your team can be developing and accelerating your brand storytelling skills. Think of it like a college certification program for you and your team, but you get the knowledge a lot quicker, and your professor, me, has 20 years of hands-on experience guiding you along the way. Curious? Fill out the application at kindredspeak.com/apply to learn more, and I'll be in touch to answer all your questions and discuss if it's a good fit. Go to kindredspeak.com/apply.